5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brian Wilson, and today Jim Garrity is joining us from the National Review, where he is the senior political correspondent. Good to have you in for Larry today, Jim. Larry will be back next week. Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on your Fox News channel. Good morning to you, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so let's talk about the Trump transition, how things are shaping up. Can I just observe that it seems that a lot of people who are ending up in the Trump cabinet or in the Trump administration have ties to your Fox News channel. I mean, they've had a lot of contributing. Are you guys, they're draining your swamp is what they're doing.
That may be true. Monica Crowley, the latest yesterday at heading to NSC Public Affairs, and KT McFarland, General Flynn, obviously, was on quite a bit. Yeah, I think he, the president-elect, watches Fox a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, but overall, what do you think about the picks and how they're going to go over in Washington? I mean, there's a lot of angst and nervousness in this town and some of these agencies about the people who are coming on board to run them.
Yeah, I mean, consider some of them, the picks have talked openly about destroying or eliminating the agencies that they're now going to head. So, you could see how the bureaucracy would get a little nervous about that. I talked to senior Democrats, Brian, who said that Democrats have to be careful that they don't get apoplectic about every pick. You know, that they can only get apoplectic about a few if they're going to have influence in the confirmation hearings. And, I think their sights are set on a couple. Rex Tillerson, obviously, at State, and maybe Jeff Sessions at Justice. But I think most of the picks, maybe Scott Pruitt at EPA, but most of the picks are going to, especially because the votes are there, probably sail through.
Brett, one of the things we heard from President Obama recently is he's going to vow retaliation against Russia for their hacking. And he said it'll happen at a time and place of our choosing. Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some may not be. This strikes me as a really big potential conflict with the incoming Trump administration, that you've got Obama ready to take certain actions, and yet he'll be leaving office in January 20th. How does this work? Is there, can Trump object to this, or is there any type of coordination between the outgoing administration and incoming administration about how to deal with Russia?
You know, for all of the nice talk about the transition and the right seat, left seat, and helping the incoming administration, I think the talk has turned pretty dramatically, especially from the podium at the White House, when it comes to the issue of Russia and this hacking. And it will be very interesting, Jim, I think today, to hear the president talk at this news conference at 2:15, his final press conference of the year. And I'm sure, some of the focus is going to be on Russia and the hacking and, what the way forward is. I think some of the analysis is smart to say that they did not act, even though they knew something was going on, in part why also they didn't act in Syria, which is because of Iran. They needed Iran, the deal, to stay together, and they needed Russia as a part of that deal, just like they didn't want to make Iran mad by doing something in Syria. I think that that's there's something to that.
Well, this would be, I guess, perhaps Barack Obama's last press conference, whether this afternoon it's scheduled for, before he takes off for Hawaii for the Christmas holidays. And then, you know, then it's the countdown to the inauguration of Donald Trump. So this could be the last time we get a chance. What do you think will it be focused on this kind of stuff to the exclusion of, you know, I think what he'd like to talk about is his legacy?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get what enchanted you questions, but I think our own James Rosen is going to be in the White House briefing room today. So look out.
Uh-oh, that could be good.
Esoteric.
Yeah, you never know with James what you're going to get asked. And also the discussion is going on right now. We were talking earlier about Facebook, that they're going to start flagging things that they determine are fake news. And so we've been wondering, you know, how do you make that determination? Who is the arbiter of this information? What is fake and what is not fake?
Well, I mean, listen, you first of all, you have to check the fact checkers. You know, some of them have their own biases and their own perspective. But it is a serious issue in that, you know, I spend a lot of time on email and social media answering questions. You know, why aren't you covering this?
I know, me
and
too.
It's
yeah,
because it's not true. You know, and you can spend a lot of your time answering those kinds of things, and it's an issue because people read it on the internet and they believe it to be true, and but it goes, you know, both ways ideologically, and. And, you know, as far as who's the arbiter, I think that's a real question, too, because you have to check the checker.
Yeah, I just don't know who you find. Who is that one person or that group of small people who will actually get that right?
The Fox Brain Room.
Yeah, well, they're actually pretty good. I mean, people don't know that this thing called the Brain Room at Fox, it was like one of the greatest assets in the organization. You can ask them anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And you type up, and within, you know, five minutes, you're back with all kinds of details. So, you know, that's what you need. That's what you need. Everybody needs a brain room. And I think people take stuff that they read as honest truth, and then they get very angry about it if you're not covering it.
Brett, I understand the Electoral College meets on Monday, December 19th. Does this mean our long national nightmare is over? And we really can say the election is over, it is done, it is set, and we don't have to have, you know, we're not going to be arguing about this the rest of our lives? Or do you think this is something where it's...
Don't ask Martin Sheen and his group of celebrities who have this ad out asking Republican electors to do your civic duty and vote for anyone but Donald Trump, and they're trying to get 37 electors to, you know, remove those votes. He then gets under 270, and the election goes to the House of Representatives. So the problem with that thesis is that, let's say they do that, and what they want to happen happens, and he gets under 270, and they vote for John Kasich, let's say. Well, Congress then in the House has to vote for the top three, one of the top three people who got electoral votes. That's Donald Trump, whoever they vote for, John Kasich, and Hillary Clinton. Well, the House is going to vote for Donald Trump. So all of this stuff is just noise.
Sound and fury signifying not a heck of a lot.
Yeah, and they're just trying to delegitimize, I think, the Trump administration. And, you know, it's a shame. I think you got to put the blinders on, and once we get past Monday, it'll be
hopefully
it'll be in stone.
Big plans for the holidays?
Heading out of town with the family for you know, a week and a half, which would be great.
Okay. Well, listen, if I don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to you soon.
Year.